Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Welcome, welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. Sorry, everyone, we were a little bit late here today because, well, once more, the computer was going a little bit slow and a bit of computer problems trying to log in. So please just bear with me here one moment as I get everything arranged and we can begin the show. Sorry to keep you waiting. We will be taking callers with a single question today on today's show as well. We're back up. We've got several shows lined up for the next couple of months or so. So we should be able to get back on the program correctly here. Once more, we do apologize for being late to today's show, about 4 or 5 minutes late. But we will be on air here in a moment and running. The quality on the show right now, the audio quality might be a little low. I am not using my computer at the moment for the mic. I'm calling in through the phone, trying to get logged in onto the computer for the mic. So just bear with me one moment, please. And it does look like we have a caller there in the queue as I'm getting logged in. We will get to you momentarily. Once more, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Ada. We've got several shows lined up for the next couple of months, all coming out on Fridays at 7:30 p.m. So every Friday for the next few months, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are hosting the show. We are back on the ball game now, and I know we've got a person waiting in the queue. We've got a few of you tuning in and listening to today's show. Having a bit of technical issues once more. It's been a while trying to get issues out of the way so we can host the show again. Computer's a bit slow, but it's running, it's supposed to be running better than before. I'm noticing some improvement with it, but not entire improvement. So we'll in a moment. Just one moment, please. Okay. Trying to get logged in here. Okay. And it looks like we're getting nowhere with that one. So we're stuck to the phone today. Okay. I've got my other tablet pulled up here. We're just going to continue on with the show, trying to get the better all the audio quality for you, but unfortunately could not achieve that today. I notice we have a caller for today. I'm going to bring you on air. Once more, we ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and then go into your question. Hello, caller by area code 515, first three digits are 783.
Hi, it's JJ. Hello, caller. From Minnesota. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, hi, JJ. Nice to meet you.
My question is, I'm going through a stressful situation at work. Can you give some insight on how things will turn out?
Okay. Yes, give me one moment, please, and we will see what we can find out for you here. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And who's this person? Because I feel like there's someone either in management or on your level, but not above you, if that makes sense. And this individual is causing some havoc, some issues, but they have nothing to cause any issues about. It's sort of like they're making stuff up out of thin air.
I guess that's not quite the situation, but my manager is lying about things that she's done and said.
Okay. Okay. So in a way there's someone causing issues here who is creating lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha. Yes. All right, let me see here. Yeah, definitely female. Okay. Yes. All right. The main message here is that the truth will come out and the company will have to face that truth. They will be visible. So what I'm seeing is, are you doing prayer work on this? Have you prayed for this?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm seeing your prayers. I'm seeing the energy laid by those prayers on the situation, and I'm seeing the light coming out. So that means that the work situation will balance out for you. It will improve. This person will be found out for what they are doing.
Okay, because recently they found that they couldn't substantiate what I was saying because I didn't have any documentation.
Yeah.
Because it's all been verbal.
I understand.
So it makes it a little more
difficult. Well, I mean, even when it looks darkest and it looks, it looks like there's no hope at all, the light, the truth can still shine through. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there might be someone coming forward. There might be any other way this could happen. I don't know. But I do know that whatever prayer you have out there is definitely working on it. I get the message that God is trying to help you through this and trying to get them to recognize the truth. Okay? And what I see is that the truth is coming out. The truth will come to light for you. So that's what I can tell you for today. I give you as many blessings for that situation as possible, and may any evil that's on it blocking the way be removed in the name of the light. Okay?
Thank you very much. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. All right, it looks like we have a couple more callers here on Psychic Talk Radio. Once more, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam, and we are taking callers today with questions on topics within your life. Just bear with me one moment as I am going to try and now I've got the computer up and running. I'm going to try and now connect into the show through the computer. Okay. Sorry about the delay there. I hope everybody can hear me just fine. We're going to attempt to bring on our next caller now. Hello, caller. Area code 509-792. Hello, caller. You are live on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right to your question, please.
Oh, hi, it's Holly from Los Angeles. I'm getting a new job next week. I want to see how you see that going, or is there anything I should know?
Okay. And can you guys hear me clearly right now?
I can.
Okay, wonderful. I'm just checking the mic. The system's been a little wonky today. So you wanted to see how that going to go for you. Okay, give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get this exciting energy with it. I get this feeling of success. I get this energy that comes through. It says that it's going to go very well for you, but I feel like you become very discouraged quickly when there's a bit of challenges coming up that are something you're not used to, okay? I feel like you've had challenges and you've had a lot of them. So any challenges that come up, it makes you discouraged because you're used to everything falling apart at all times over the last 3 to 4 years, okay? That is at an end. So I feel you are going into a successful position here. There will be challenges, but that does not mean the world is over, okay? And they will not be as chaotic or as detrimental and destructive as those of that you have suffered in the past.
Okay. That sounds good.
Does that make sense for you?
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you. And I look forward to having you on future shows. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Our next caller today is area code 480-519, first 3 digits. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. How can we help you today?
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Michael, and I'm in Las Vegas, and I had a good interview today. It is for a work-from-home sales job.
Yes,
and, it's based, basically, this is an organization that's been hired to do sales for a startup. And I've been, in, you know, kind of like reading the reviews and so forth, and the interview went well, and we're moving forward. Is there anything to be concerned about in regards to pay or anything like this of them following through on they say they do?
Okay, okay. And I need only the first letter of the company's name, please.
A.
Ah, okay. I've got an all clear, okay? Now, there might be a little bit...
I'm sorry, I lost you? Hello? Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hello. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I lost the connection for a moment. It's been a bit wonky over here. So, yes, I got an all clear with it. The issue is that there might be some slight communication issues, and I feel like that's more of a delay in communication than a problem establishing communication. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I've read some of their reviews on Glassdoor and things like that where, and I mean, I understand it's sales. So, you know, again, of course, if you're not producing, you know, they cut you loose and, you know, that type of thing. And, but it's just, it's the same story in regards to transparency, in regards to money and them just kind of blanketly firing people to, you know, bring in new people who will, you know, because you, if you hit certain tiers, you make more money. And
it's a pyramid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nothing to really worry about that?
Yeah, I'm not that worried about it. Long as you don't have to pay in money to get started.
Nope.
Okay.
No, and there's actually like a $2,000 base.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's actually a base salary plus commission.
If you don't have to pay anything to get in and there's no startup cost, you're good.
Nope. Okay. Because I have a couple other offers and I just wanted to make sure, because ultimately I want to work from home.
Yeah, I get that. But, you know, there's other things you could be doing, like building your business for one. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what you are starting up right now is good for you. It will succeed in a way, but I feel there's something else there that you're passionate about. Why don't you get on the forums, get on the blogging shows, get that going. That's where your real success is.
Because it's funny that you say that, because I was thinking about getting back into commercial finance. I was in it at the crash, and you know, I bought the domain and the host, and just haven't done anything with it yet.
Yeah. The crash kind of screwed up everybody, but let's look at this as a new beginning. Okay. Never give up. Just reformat what you're doing and how you're doing it and where your resources are for it.
Okay. Perfect.
Energy like that doesn't die. It transforms. So a lot of people, they walk away from their passion. They walk away from whatever their real calling is. And I hope all of our listeners are listening to this. But if you walk away from your passion, you will never be happy.
Haven't been since.
Yeah, because if you walk away from what makes you happy, you walk away from that passion, and you go work a 9-to-5, and you go work anything else out there for someone else other than yourself you're passionate about, you will not be happy. You can choose to be happy, or you can choose to be miserable just to pay the bills. Okay? And remember, succeed with anything you do. It's what you do about that makes all the difference. If you're putting the passion into it, if you're putting the drive into it, if you're putting everything into it that you can put into it, then you will succeed. But if something's not working, change how you do it.
Right.
You know? Okay.
Yeah,
which
because,
the
I mean, there's no... Yeah, there's no passion working for anybody else.
Bingo. All right,
awesome.
Man. Well, I wish
you
the best, and I think I can help you a little bit more outside of that. Go over to my new site at merlinstaff.com. It's Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick, .com, and check me out through there, okay?
I certainly will. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got another couple callers or another few callers here tuned into the show. Our next caller is area code 347463. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your single question.
Hello, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York, and I have a question, a love question, about me and someone that I'm sort of seeing now. His name is Frank. We're still fairly new to each other, so I just wanted to know what you see for us as far as future-wise or how he feels about me.
Okay. Yes. All right. As I've tuned in here, there is a bit of a healing factor with this one. Okay. I don't know how much you're aware of or how many other people you've talked to that are psychically inclined, but there is a healing factor with him. Now, you said his name was Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, Frank is healing from his past. He's healing from this... There's like this emotion of abandonment, okay? This feeling of abandonment within them. And they're overcoming it. They're trying to heal from that. So, yes, I see the potential between the two of you. I see this can go very well. This can go very far. This can go as far as it can go. But I want you to understand this is a process. This is not something that develops overnight. And this is something that, you know, not only are they healing, but you're healing from your previous relationships, okay? You're healing from pain that was done, I would say, or you're healing from an experience of pain that was caused to you through these other individuals in your life, okay? Or that were in your life. But you're vibrating, you're both very much vibrating at a similar frequency to each other. You're both very much willing to heal and to grow beyond. And I think you will do quite well together. Okay. I am definitely feeling an attraction on an equal and mutual form here.
Yeah, I feel that. He doesn't really let me too much into his life. Like, I've never been to his home. But every time we are off, we find our way back on again, like on and off, on again, on and off, on,
yes.
You know, and
yes.
I have sympathy for him. I don't know how he feels about me, but I really feel what you're saying, that I just think there's things that with him that he's healing from. I'm not sure how long it will take if he'll ever let me in, but I do feel that about him. It's true.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. He will let you in, but as a person is healing, you've got to realize they're going to be guarded, right? Okay? They're not going to want to just let, like, not that you're just anybody, but they don't let anybody in. When that stuff is going on, especially within the male gender, they go inward so much that, you know, like, okay, they'll interact, they'll have fun, they'll talk a little bit, but they won't get down to the nitty-gritty until they are healed and they have moved past whatever has blocked them emotionally. Okay?
Yeah, he
and
has a female
it's
background.
It's not something you can force. It's not something you can rush them through. It's not something you can find the finest details of what the source is and then go from there. You just have to let them go through it on their own.
Is he seeing other women or anything like that?
You know, we only do one question per caller here on the show. But I'm going to let you have that one. At the moment, I feel no, okay? And the future, I don't think it's possible if they're still connected with you, okay? But one thing I am going to tell you is that you need to heal, they need to heal, and there is a healing going on here. That healing is positive, but you must come from confidence and trust. Okay, just as they need to learn to come in with confidence and trust.
Okay.
All right. You have a
great rest
of your evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. It looks like we have more callers here on today's show. Once more, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam. I also want to mention to you, if you go to my new site, merlinstaff.com. You can set up your appointments on the new website now. You can create an account on the new website. You can, you know, really do so much through the website. We take payments through the website for our services and spiritual goods. So please visit merlinstaff.com. Also, I have my first website at howpsychic.com. The link for that one is in the show page or the show description, okay? Both, you can go to the Contact Us page and find a way to get a hold of me if you need to. Thank you. Our next caller today is area code 303. First three digits are 819. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name. We're calling from your question.
Hi, my name is Marilyn. I'm calling from Colorado. And my question is regarding working with a person that I met with today, a man who's a scientist. I am hoping that that I will be able to work with him and that our journey together will be fun and enjoyable and happy and interesting and that, you know, we'll get along. So my question is, do you see this working out to the highest and best of all?
Okay. Yes. Okay. And have you worked with someone before on the same level?
Yes. I have worked with...
And that one didn't work out very well.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, it's like there's still some residual from that one coming up. I think one more cleansing and you should be okay. Okay?
Okay.
On another note, on the first note, yes, this one will succeed for you. This will do good. But by getting the message, take the lesson from the first go-round and the one before it and really apply that lesson to this one, okay? Speak what's on your mind. Do not hold back. Do not walk on eggshells. Be clear and precise about your communication.
Exactly how I would like to be. So I feel if there's that clarity, then I'll enjoy it, and that will be the balance. So thank you. Thank you for affirming that. Really appreciate
You're
it.
More than welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, great. You have a great rest of your evening, and you're free to listen to the rest of the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And we're going to bring on our next caller now. Let me see here. It looks like they are still at the top here. Okay, next caller is 678. First three digits are 744. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Shauna, and I'm calling from Atlanta. And
yes, Hi, neighbor.
Hi, how are you?
I'm over in Marietta.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very close. My question is about the person that I'm with. I think that there's a lot of stuff that needs to be worked on, but I don't know if maybe it's something we can heal through. His original name is Osama, but, you know, his nickname is AJ. So I don't know which name you need, but... You let me know.
Either one will work for me, because there's still a connection energetically through you that helps me see what's going on. Okay, so what exactly is the question here? I'm trying to figure this out.
Well, should I try to work this out? Is there something to salvage in our relationship? We're two different religions, cultures, everything, but our love is like intense. Like, I feel like I'm, like everything is connected spiritually, and I'm trying to break away.
Yeah, the love is intense, but the trust is out the window. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the computer doing the show, and all these alerts are coming up. This is weird.
Wow.
The trust is gone. What broke that trust?
I found... messaging to women online, just like flirtatious messaging, and he feels like that's okay because whatever, and I'm like, you can't do that. You can't do that.
No, not at all. You know, let me tell you this, okay? It doesn't matter what religion, what background you are. It doesn't matter what culture you come from. You know, ultimately, stuff like that is not acceptable, okay? And people from all religions, all backgrounds, all cultures, they do evil and they do good, okay? At this point, I really feel that, yes, the love is strong. There is a connection there. But I feel the greatest lesson in this is that it is time to move forward. And that is to move forward without each other.
Okay.
Now, I'm giving you the best, honest truth that I see psychically. It may not be what you want to hear, okay? But what I am getting is that if they have performed this once, and you didn't know about it until you found it, they will do it again, okay? And...
Mm-hmm.
It will go more drastic than just flirting. This isn't the only time that you have been in a situation like this. You actually caught someone cheating on you before. When was that?
Last relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What we need to do is, I suggest a really good clearing to get out that juju that's on you, honey. Okay? Because that last relationship, that put a lot of energy on you. You do not need. And yes, what you have now, like I said, I am so seeing how strong that love is. Okay? And how hard it is to walk away. But at this
yes.
point, it is time for you to work on your self-mastery. It is time for you to work on growing your vibration outside of those repetitive patterns and being able to break free from the generational cycle that has carried over into your own life from the life of your family, your parents. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense without going into too much detail on air.
No, that was amazing. And so I guess I could just get to you, and then we can talk more about getting the juju off.
Precisely. Do you mind if I take down your number here from the show so I can get back in touch?
No, please
with you?
Do. Please,
okay,
please,
wonderful.
Please do.
Just hold on 1 second, and I'm going to make sure I get the number here. Okay? And I'm just going to, because names are not something I retain, I'm just going to let you know, hi, this is Reverend Adam from the show. I spoke to you on the radio show, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. All right, our next caller today is area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Lisa, Arizona. Hi.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Haven't heard your voice in a while.
Oh. Oh. Thank you.
How you doing? What's going on?
Pretty good. I wanted to ask you, do you see me getting that vehicle that's going to help start my business? It's pivotal to the business. My boyfriend's supposed
yeah.
to be helping me purchase that.
Yes, yes, yes. What color is it? White?
I'm shopping still for it.
Yeah, I'm seeing white. What are the colors for your business, hon?
Whatever is cheap, you know, I'm still, I've been doing the research on it, and I'm hoping to be able to purchase it in March. February.
Yeah. Okay. I'm either getting lavender or white. Okay. But I do see
okay.
you getting the vehicle, and it, yeah, February is the right timing.
So he is going to stick by me then and helping me with that.
I believe so.
Great.
There
I have to call you.
A bit of inspiration, huh?
There's a bit of inspiration from him?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Great. Oh, yay. I'm so happy.
Yep. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I have to call you.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Okay.
You still have my number?
Well, you were announcing it over the website, over the radio right now. I can go into the archives and pull it up.
Yeah, or if you
yeah.
go to the show page, you'll see the phone
okay.
number at the bottom of the description, along with the website address. But my website has changed, or I'm changing over to my new website at merlinstaff.com. That's Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick, .com. Okay?
So if I call you, though, can I set up the appointment directly by calling you?
Yes, you can.
Okay, because before I'd go to the website and set it up. Okay, that makes it easy. That's nice.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to the next customer in one moment, please. Once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Also, if you want to go to the new website, we're trying to switch over there at merlinstaff.com. Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick.com. Merlinstaff.com with a double S. Okay. Next caller today is area code 216. First three digits are 650. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Sharon from Ohio.
Yes. Hello, Sharon from Ohio. How may I help you today?
Hi. What do you see to come up with my – I changed careers last year. Am I going to expand my job?
Okay. So you changed careers, and you want to ask me what exactly?
Am I going to expand this year at my new job?
Expand. Okay. Bingo is the name. Oh, yes, we do see an expansion. Okay. Expansion coming up right after April.
There's so much competition. Oh, my God. The women are so nasty. Help me with, oh, my goodness, go on.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you have to push past looking at the competition and looking at the evil that's out there, and you just have to focus on what you're doing.
I know.
You know,
the more you
look at what they're doing, the more you're going to get, you know, discouraged.
I know. I got a great review from my boss, but the women are so nasty. How do you combat that? Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? I suggest you carry around some black tourmaline and a little baggie, okay, like a little flannel baggie or something, you know, like one of those velvet bags that you could put crystals in. Use some black tourmaline. That'll help with the protection, okay?
You see the competition, don't you?
Yes, I do, but I also see your value, okay?
Thank you.
Your value outblasts the competition, hands down.
Ooh, thank you. Today was a bad day, that's why.
I understand.
There's one woman that...
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
But let me tell you a truth, okay? What other people do, what other people say is up to them. How you allow it to affect you is up to you.
Good, I know. There's this one woman. Oh, my goodness. I know. You're right.
I know. And she's a real troublemaker, okay? But it doesn't matter. You have... Yes. You have more power to focus on yourself and what you are doing.
Yes.
And the more you feed into what she wants, which is that attention, whether it be negative or positive, the more she's going to continue to do the chaos that she does.
Okay. You're right. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
Today was a bad day.
Thank you. I understand. Awesome. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller today is area code 954. Looks like somewhere out of Florida, my home state. First three digits are 839. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. You are listening to House Psychic. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida, like you said. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. My question for you is, I changed careers now, and I'm looking for change as far as career-wise. Do you see anything coming my way?
Okay. Hold on one moment here. Actually, end of February, beginning of March is when I see that coming up for you. Why is there also a celebration in this? Do you have a birthday soon or past?
In May.
April, May. Okay, so by May, you're going to see a lot more stability in your life again, okay? So there'll be real cause for celebration then. I'm also seeing there is trauma from a past relationship. That relationship is now ending in a positive manner, okay? I'm not saying it's not current, like, I'm saying that there is an old relationship, but the energy is still lingering, and that energy is now ending, okay? There is a new beginning coming. This new beginning, you're going to be so much happier. You're going to be so much more vibrant, and you're going to feel so much better because it's like a breath of fresh air. You're able to communicate. You're able to talk. You're able to go through a connection. There's no miscommunications. There's no lack of communication. There's no cheating. There's no this or that. It's all pure positive energy, okay? But don't let the pain of your past get in the way of the blessings, for you will protect yourself because of pain. You need to let that protection go for right now, okay? Trust that the universe, trust that the divine light that is your highest good, your highest self, your God is going to see your way to success, okay?
Oh, lovely. So that means you're basically saying that a loving relationship is coming up for me as well.
Yes, but what is this one that you're healing from, this man-child?
It was years and years, my child's father, he committed suicide.
Yeah, okay. Not happy to hear that. I have someone in my own family that went to the other side because of their own hands, but I understand that. You know, there's a thing called Survivors of Suicide in Florida. It's a group. I used to blog to it when I was a kid. If you want to look that up, it would be wonderful. If not, then more power to you in your own healing practice, whatever way you want to go. But Survivors of Suicide was a group. It was just starting out when I was a kid, and it helps people that have gone through that trauma to be able to move past it, okay?
Because I would love that for my daughter.
Wonderful. Well, not only was this a, this was for adults and kids, but not only is suicide surviving a, the only trauma that you have suffered with abandonment before, there's also abandonment within your past. Okay, and within your early stages in your past. So I would say childhood, a teenager, early adult stages, somewhere around there. Okay, so it's even worse when it's compilation of stuff. Okay, you grew up way too fast. You have way too many gifts. Okay, and those gifts are good for you. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have them. But what I'm saying is you're too smart for your own good. You grew up way too fast. And you did not process because you were in that survival mode for many years now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you're doing great.
Sense.
I think that you are on your spiritual path. You just began your spiritual journey and wake up only maybe 5-6 years ago, somewhere around there. You've had some wake-up calls. You're doing great. Spirit sees that. Know that your work is not for nothing.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
All right. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yes, thank you. Yes,
you're welcome.
Here. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, next caller today is 510. First three digits are going to be 820. Hello, caller. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. You are live and on air. How can we help you today?
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California. I want to see if you have any messages for me.
Yes, Tasha. Hold on one moment, please. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. The struggle is about to be over. What you need will be provided. What kind of, what are you out there seeking right now? Because it's like you're seeking something and you're getting turned down everywhere you go, but now you're about to have that in your hands.
Right now, I'm not seeking. I'm just working on my spiritual right now.
Okay, on your spiritual? So you're seeking a higher vibration, right?
Right.
And there's trouble. There's things that have come in the way. There's distractions that have come in the way, okay? So these distractions are about to go away, okay? And you're about to have that time, that focus, that clarity for your spiritual journey, okay? You're trying to raise that vibration. You're going to have that in your hands now. But there's also something to do with money problems, and that's about to be resolved as well.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's budgeting, lack of money, or, you know, too much. I don't know. But it's coming to a good balance. So what you need will be there.
Okay.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling in. Is there any specific question you want to ask today?
How do you see my Valentine's Day?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm like, how do you see my Valentine's Day going?
Oh, your Valentine's Day. Okay, hold on. I see that going really well. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I hear noise in the background, that's why. So I see that going well for you. I see that doing good for you. I feel there is a better balance of energy in the love life at that time.
Okay.
So right now it's all about balance. It's interesting, but it's all coming up as balance in your life right now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You have
thank
a great
you.
Rest of your day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. I believe this is our next caller here. Area code 863, first three digits are 289. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and give your question.
Good evening. This is Julia. I'm also in Florida. And my question is about love. I'd like to meet that special someone to, you know, just grow old together with, have an amazing life. So, yeah.
Yep. Okay. And who's Dawn? Do you know a Dawn? I'm definitely picking up on a D here, but the first name that came to head was a Dawn.
I don't know a Dawn at this time, but I'll file that away.
Okay, well, file it. Sometimes when I get a name, and you're asking about love, so this could be something the universe is either screwing around with us a little bit, or like there's actually a person named Dawn, but it could be like by Dawn. So you know what? Dawn has two meanings to it. It could be a person's name, or it could be the name of when the sun rises, like at dawn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to just keep that in mind, okay? Over this next period of time between now and the 3rd of April, okay? I'm sorry, they're giving me – it's coming in sporadically right now. But between now and the 3rd of April, your flower should blossom, meaning – that because they're showing me a rose and it's blossoming, and it's not just a red rose, it's not just this rose or that, it's got multiple colors. It's kind of like one of those rainbow roses that are so rare to find out there now. This is what I am seeing. That rose is opening up, that rose is blooming, okay? And I'm feeling it very playful, very colorful, very joyful, very, you know, relaxing, okay? And yes, that person is coming between now and the 3rd of April. This is very good for you. I also feel you've been going through a healing process over the last several years, And I feel like during that time, you have been by yourself, and only a couple options have come in, but nothing has really panned out. Nothing was significant, and not too much time got invested in any of them.
Right. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. So remember, it's out there. I'm getting the message. You might just want to kind of change up a little bit how you're looking. Just go to places you're passionate about. Don't worry about going to a bar. Don't worry about doing the stereotypical ways of finding it. Don't even worry about the online crap, because that doesn't work no more. Okay? Find it through what you're passionate about.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you so much. And you have a happy Valentine's Day.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Once more. Oh, excuse me. I know we got a bit of a late start to the show today. We had some technical issues at the beginning of the show. I do apologize to everyone for that. We want to wish you all a good show as much as we can, and we try and provide that here on Psychic Talk Radio. The computer was giving me some chaos at the beginning of the show today. Remember, we've got shows set up for the next several months, now through the end of March. Every show will be on Friday at 7:30 p.m. Every show will be Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? Looks like we might have... we are actually out of callers now. I do not know. There's this 111 number. Do not know if you wanted to be brought on air for a question. I'm going to bring you on air and see if you did want to get your question answered, because some people don't know how to raise their hand. Hello, you are live on Psychic Talk Radio. How can I help you today?
Hi, I did press one on my cell phone. I don't know if it took. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. I've had a long-standing health problem. I feel like I'm getting nowhere and kind of a runaround, and I'm wondering if you see anything coming forward or being revealed that will help me resolve this issue.
Okay. They've actually technically had a problem finding out what the source is, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, there's no actual diagnosis here. No one wants to touch it because no one really knows. What you have is spiritual and physical, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the symptoms, from what I am hearing in the psychic world right now, they change. They're kind of consistent, but they change from time to time. You know, one day you might have this, where the next day you have this, you know, and then it goes back and forth. It doesn't just stay the same, okay? Is that accurate?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's one consistency, right, but there is other things, yes.
Yes, okay. And they've gone through liver tests. They've gone through kidney tests. They've gone through pancreas.
No, not everything. They have hinted on things. They've done a little bit here and a little there, but they haven't really completed everything.
No real any progress at all, huh? Okay.
I have another test coming up.
Yeah. Point them towards the pancreas, okay? Point them towards the liver and the kidneys. So where's the breathing problem coming from? When does that happen?
Well, I'm just wondering if you're picking up on my partner, because he's the one with the breathing problem, and they're doing further tests on regarding the liver.
There's a similarity in energy here. There's a similarity between the two of you. I'm actually picking up the liver, the pancreas, and all that for you. The breathing process may be from that partner, okay?
Yes, because I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, okay. So the breathing process, I'm going to say here that there's just something, it's like they're not treating them the same, but they're not giving them definitive answers either.
I have another test coming up in a few weeks. Will that possibly show anything else or give them
more
answers?
Here's what's going to happen. It's going to show something else, but it's not going to give you everything they need, okay? What they need is the real source. This is going to show more of the symptoms.
I didn't catch that. What was that last thing you said?
They need the source, but
the
test
source
is only going to show more of the symptoms, okay?
Oh, boy.
What's your BP like?
Pardon me?
Your BP, what's your blood pressure like?
I have a normal pressure. I don't have problems. He does. He has on medication for it, but I have a pretty normal pressure.
Yeah. So you see, you have a normal pressure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then what they need to do is the process of elimination, okay? If they find out what is working, like, okay, your blood pressure is normal, you're not breathing sporadically, you're breathing well, you're doing good on certain areas, then they need to eliminate causes for those areas. Like, if those areas were disrupted.
Would it help if I tell you the main problem? Would it be helpful
if I want to hear the main problem, please. Yes.
The main problem I'm having is urinary infections that only resolve for a short time and they reoccur and they seem to get worse and they haven't been able to do anything except give me antibiotics.
Okay. Mhm.
That's the main thing.
See, this seems more spiritual to me then. Have you ever had a spiritual cleansing?
Yes, I have, and I go to a spiritual church where I used to get a lot of Reiki healing as well. I'm also getting acupuncture.
Okay. Reiki healing is different than a spiritual cleansing, okay? I'm talking like smudging with sage, getting a full cleansing done with frankincense and myrrh and cinnamon.
Not recently.
Okay.
I've had
to say. Let's go ahead and try one of those more present tense then. Let's get one of those done. You can go to your spiritualist church and ask them to do a full in-depth cleansing with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you have a problem downstairs that the doctors can't figure out why it keeps reoccurring, and there's no outside source of a problem. Like if you're not allergic to some food you're eating or you're not allergic or having a reaction to soap or, you know, some kind of bath product, then it's a spiritual problem. And what you're dealing with would be considered an incubus or a succubus. In your case, it would be an incubus because you're a female. In a male's case, it's known as a succubus, okay? I suggest you get a exorcism or some kind of what is known as a attachment removal done. And what that does is because you don't have a possession here, but you are being attacked on a spiritual warfare standpoint by something that's attached to you. Okay. I also suggest doing an Epsom salt bath with a combination of clary sage, okay, and that would be a clary sage essential oil and a, are you pregnant or trying to become pregnant at all?
Not at all.
Okay, so then I would suggest a few drops of rosemary essential oil within the bath water as well. I have to ask about pregnancy because I'm not a doctor, I don't claim to be a doctor, but I know a little bit about herbal stuff, okay? And I know that rosemary is detrimental to a woman who is pregnant or trying to become pregnant, okay?
Yeah,
so,
you have to be careful with herbs. So what you mentioned before I think was more related to my partner who I have to go in for some more tests regarding the liver and the breathing issue.
Okay.
And we're unclear yet with what is going on. So that was
also. I understand that, but I do highly suggest you get them to test your liver, your kidneys out as well, because remember, all of that feeds into the urinary. Okay.
Right. They did a scan. They did a scan when I went into the hospital on the ER back in October, and I thought that I had kidney stones because the pain was so severe, it would not leave for hours. I was on a lot of pain medicine, and they told me they didn't find anything. So that was
pretty strange.
Did they do
a blood test as well?
Yeah, they did blood work, and they said that they had found some protein in the urine on the last test and showed some abnormality. And if it reappears, then I would have to see a kidney doctor. But I don't have any pain there or anything.
Well, sometimes there is stuff going on that won't cause pain, but is kind of bad. Maybe not life-threatening, but bad. Use the Epsom salt, use the clary sage or regular sage essential oil and some rosemary in your bath water. I'm going to suggest you do that, and I'm not prescribing anything. I'm not a doctor, okay? But I suggest you do that for a few days. Okay.
Don't even sit in the bathtub. I use a sitz bath because I can't really get down into the bathtub.
You
so
use,
I use
what
a
kind
sitz
of bath?
Bath? The sitz bath.
A sitting bath.
A sitz bath. You soak in it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
I could put it in there with I do use the Epsom salts already.
Yeah, that's good. So just add your sage and your rosemary to that. Okay?
Okay, very good. All right, thank you very much for that information. I will listen to you again. It's the first time I heard the show and hope to hear more of you. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. Good night.
Good night. Okay, 377, let me see here, 856. All right, I believe we've gotten to everyone we can for today's show. I want to wish you all a great evening. Once more, you've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam, wishing you all a great namaste, love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.